Biblically-centered kids.
Well, happy Wednesday, kiddos. Thank you so much for listening to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. I'm so happy you're with me today. It's a great Wednesday. My name is Miss Danica. Today is June 18th, 2025. Did you know that today is International Picnic Day? That means it's a great day to pack a lunch, grab a blanket, and head outside for some food and fun out in the sunshine. Picnics are extra special because they're usually shared with people we love, like our family, friends, or church community. Whether you're munching on sandwiches, fruit, or your favorite snack, it's not just about the food. It's about the joy of being together and enjoying God's creation. The Bible reminds us in Acts 2:46 that the early believers broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. Sharing meals is one way we show love, friendship, and thankfulness. That fits perfectly with one of our biblical family virtues, Virtue N. We nurture healthy relationships that motivate us to display God's goodness. So, today on International Picnic Day, take your lunch outside, even if it's just to your backyard or a local park. Thank God for the food, the weather, and the people with you. And look for ways to spread joy, maybe by sharing a cookie or inviting someone to join you. Remember, when we enjoy the simple things with a grateful heart, we honor the one who gives us every good gift. And speaking of virtues, this week we've been learning all about healthy habits. That's right, Virtue Y says we yield our bodies to physical training and healthy habits. And in the spirit of that virtue, it's time to get your bodies moving and your imaginations grooving, because we're playing a game called Move Like This. In this game, I'll call out something for you to pretend to be. Maybe it's an animal. Maybe it's a machine. Maybe it's just plain silly. And your job? Well, it's to act it out the best you can. Ready to warm up those muscles? Let's jump on in. We're going to start with some animal moves. Move like a monkey swinging through the trees. Now hop like a frog in a muddy pond. Stomp like a dinosaur with big, heavy feet. Now slither like a snake on the jungle floor. Okay, now let's pretend we're things that move. Can you zoom like a race car speeding to the finish line? Now flap your arms like a helicopter taking off. Now move your arms in big circles like windmill blades. Now bounce like a basketball hitting the court. All right, now let's get ready for some totally silly moves. Can you wiggle like Jell-O on a plate? Walk like you're on the moon in slow motion. Pretend you're a popcorn kernel and just popped. Tiptoe like you're sneaking up on a cookie jar. Okay, now let's try to do two moves at the same time. Can you hop like a kangaroo while flapping like a chicken? march like a soldier while clapping your hands. Now crawl like a crab while making silly faces. Wow, you guys were amazing movers. Now let's cool down. Take a deep breath in and out. Stretch your arms up to the sky and then gently back down. Thank you so much for playing Move Like This. You just trained your body and your imagination, and well, that's a pretty great combo. Remember, God gave you a body to use, enjoy, and to take care of. So whether you're running, resting, dancing, or stretching, do it all with joy and thankfulness. Don't forget to join us tomorrow for more fun and learning with our New Testament story. Until next time.